All right. Of course, we have guests in studio this morning. Very happy to have two young ladies from Bridgewater State University here in the Attleboro area. Kathleen DeSimone and Casey Jo Dufresne are with me this morning. Good morning,
ladies.
Good
morning, Dominic.
Well, I know we've had Kathleen on before a couple of years ago when she was with Bristol Community College. Mm-hmm. Now you're basically, you're still in the same complex. You're right there as well. First of all, thank you, ladies, once again.
Thank you,
Dominic. Let me start with Kathleen first. We're going to do a kind of a brief update, a little bio on these two women here and how you can get involved going back to the university, back to college. A little background where you came from. I know that you were with BCC for a while as well.
Sure. Thank you, Dominic. First of all, thank you for having Casey and I on today. Much appreciated. So I live in Attleboro. I've been here since 98 or 99. I am an immigration attorney by trade, and I started teaching several years ago. I started teaching ESOL and GED classes at night. Partly, selfishly, I thought it might lead to some clients, some business. But as it turned out, I enjoyed teaching adults very much, so I continued to do so at night. I was home with my kids in the daytime and would teach at night. I taught back when the adult basic ed program was at the high school under Dr. George. Richard George had the program. Then the program moved to the Literacy Center, and Joan Ritchie ran it and still runs the ESOL component, and I taught ESOL classes there at night for several years. When I left there in May, there was a job posted at BCC to run the Adult Basic Education Program here in Attleboro. I applied for that job, started there in September 2012, so very much continuing in the same vein, working with adults, which is one of the most rewarding experiences, I think, because people... they appreciate the education. They understand how important it is, and they're just lovely to work with. So I spent 4 years working for Bristol Community College at the Attleboro campus in the grant-funded Adult Basic Education Program, which, if I can give a shameless plug, is an awesome program and has added evening classes this year. So if there's anybody listening who needs themselves or knows someone who needs to complete their high school equivalency, I highly recommend it. It is a free program, grant-funded by the Department of Ed. They do a fantastic job. And without your high school equivalency, your options are going to be extremely limited, as I'm sure people who are there understand. So I did that for 4 years, and then the opportunity came up at Bridgewater. Now, in Attleboro, Bridgewater State University has a location in the same building as Bristol Community College, and it's been there since the building opened in 2009. For reasons I won't bore you with, things were quiet. But Bridgewater has a new president. President Fred Clark was sworn in, I believe, in September of 2015. And one of the items on President Clark's agenda was revitalizing and recommitting to the Attleboro area. And part of that commitment was hiring a dedicated staff. And when that position opened, I knew I wanted to get there for several reasons. It was a promotion, if you will, a step up in my career, but I also knew it was an opportunity to serve the community. And living and working in the same community, as I was mentioning off air, is invaluable. I have kids in the public school system. I appreciate the education in the K-12 public school system. I'm so happy that BCC is here. I've seen what they've done since they opened their doors on County Street, and the response and the support. So the opportunity to help Bridgewater establish itself here, work with my colleagues at Bristol Community College, and serve the community was too good to pass up. So I just started the job in July, and our goal, as we'll talk about here, is to expand Bridgewater's presence in the community. But ultimately, Dominic, it's to give area residents the opportunity and the pathways that were originally intended when these two institutions collaborated back in 2009. I'm going to try to fulfill that promise, and I'm fortunate to have colleagues like Casey Jo and other dedicated higher education professionals to do that. So it's a unique opportunity. I think we can really do some good work here. We're just beginning, so
yeah.
That's kind of a synopsis.
And up until a couple of months ago, you were part of some of the Access programming that you did,
yes.
BCC Chats, one of the last programs that I believe is still airing with a school committee member, Rob Geddes, is still on as well.
Yeah, we did several shows, BCC Chats. I think it's important, particularly as a public-funded institution, if you're going to ask for something from the community, you need to be prepared to give back. And one of the things you can always give, and that doesn't cost a whole lot, is information. So the goal of BCC Chats was just to let people know what's going on. For many people, and Casey Jo knows this better than anybody, coming back to college, particularly the populations that we serve, first-generation students, maybe students in a lower economic bracket, it's intimidating, it's challenging. So anything that you can do to ease that pathway and ease that transition, I would like to do. And I think providing information and showing people, hey, this is what's going on. Come on down. Give us a call. Visit. It's a public building. Come on in. I think shows like BCC Chats, and I'm hoping to do something similar with Bridgewater, just a way of giving information in kind of a friendly, non-threatening way, because coming back can be difficult, but ultimately it's your education, it's your life, you got to come and get it.
Right.
So I'm hoping to do something similar. I got to say AACS and AARA, WARA, you guys all do a great job, and I think you're a really important part of Attleboro. Attleboro is unique, and you probably know this. People are paying attention.
Oh, yeah, they do.
You know, a lot of people are quick to dismiss local cable access and public radio. In Attleboro, people are listening, and they're watching. People will come up to me. I saw your show. I saw you on channel, you know, on the AACS. So, as I've mentioned to several people, oh, no, in Attleboro, they watch, and they're listening. So it's a very interesting community we have here.
We really do. We are lucky that we, and you've got some of the same people watching, and then you have a lot of new people out there that keep their eye on things as well.
Yeah.
Casey Joe Dufresne is also with us. Thank you for coming down as well. A little background and on what you do and how long you've been with the university.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Dominic.
You are.
So a little bit of background about myself. I started my career in community organizing about 18 years ago. I joined AmeriCorps after I graduated high school. I was teaching literacy and remedial mathematics. I then found my way to New England and became a member of the BCC family, where I'm a proud alum from. I then got into the workforce, like many, many working class folks, and also many first-generation students. So you kind of finish your associates, and four-year university didn't really make a lot of sense for me at the time, and I needed to work, right? So it took me about six more years going to school part-time to finish my bachelor's degree. After doing so, I then joined the community at Bridgewater. I work with continuing study students, so predominantly first-generation, working-class folks who are interested in returning to a four-year university where they want to attain their bachelor's degree. So being one myself and also being a continuing study student at one point, I kind of feel really at home. I feel like I'm really helping my family and contributing in a really positive way. And I think that Kathleen's right. I think folks are really just looking for information and someone to say, hey, I did this, so you can do this. It's really, it's doable, right? It takes a lot of work, but if I can do it, really, anybody can do it. So my hope at being at Bridgewater is just being able to kind of help folks who are interested in completing their degrees.
How did you feel now being part of the staff now? I mean, here you went, you already went through, the courses and, the homework and everything else, and now you're back here helping people that you were in the same kind of role not too long ago.
Yeah, well, you know, my background is in community organizing, and I've spent a lot of time in public education, and now I've been in higher ed for about 3 years. I was very engaged when I was at BCC, and I felt I really felt like I was part of the community there, the administration, the faculty, the staff. Everyone is like a family, so it kind of felt like a coming home. And working with folks who I feel like, working with people, right? Like real people, people who have lives and families and all of the challenges of trying to finish a degree. It feels very rewarding to be helpful. So it's really nice to kind of be part of the community. I think it really kind of embeds you in the fabric of the community.
Yeah, Kathleen mentioned this a while back when she was here before, and then when I used to do a cable show here. And I hear the same thing on both you ladies, a family. That's exactly what it is. BCC, Bridgewater State, it's all being a part of the team. It's a family atmosphere. And that's exactly what, when I went through high school and college, You were meant to be, you were there for a purpose. You were there to get a degree, and it's very easy to look at a higher college, a college of a higher education, and sometimes it could be intimidating, for students. You mentioned this last time, Kathleen, about how easy it is to get in there. When you go to another college, you can go to BCC or some other place, you can transfer all your classes to Bridgewater. And it's very easy. How can they do that?
Well, first of all, that's why I brought Casey Joe, because she's an expert in transfer. But let me just speak to something about family. I appreciate this about Casey Joe. We work for public institutions.
Right.
We are both first-generation students. We understand how education can change.
And you guys are learning every day anyways.
We are, and we're committed not only to our institutions, but more importantly, I think, to the students we serve.
Yep.
We will give them the best advice, the right advice for them. We're not just recruiting to get the numbers that we need. We are driven by really serving people because we work for the state. We work for the taxpayers. Mm-hmm. So our first mission is to do right by the students. But I say all that to say that I think our experience allows us to better serve the students because we have walked there. Uh-huh. We know what it's like to go on a campus and have homework, and no one understands because no one at home went to college before. So we get that. We appreciate the relationship with BCC, but we are actually here. We're here to serve anybody in the community. Maybe they went to Dean College or some other, or CCRI. Casey Jo has, we have students from other institutions as well. Uh-huh. So our doors are open to all. But Casey Jo, when we return, can speak more to the transfer process.
Yes, we have Kathleen DeSimone and Casey Jo Dufresne here in studio from Bridgewater State University. Once again, we're going to head back onto the roads, and we've got Gina Brown standing by as always. Gina?
We have big improvements on 95 from the state line all the way up, past Mechanic Street, Walpole Street. We're looking good. It's a little heavy getting into the 95-93 split, 24 northbound. That's some stop and go, but really it's only heavy from 139. The expressway, though, full and overflowing, 128 back up to 24. 495 north pockets out of Milford through Hopkins into the Mass Pike. Approach to Providence, 95 south is heavy. Coming down from around George Street on-ramp into downtown, 610 connector is pretty full but not overflowing. 295 is a half-an-hour trip, end-to-end either direction. 195 west, still some heaviness trying to get in from Seacock. There is a breakdown you need to look out for by the Cohasset Avenue overpass on 95 south down in Warwick. On the left-hand side, state police waiting for a wrecker to pull that out of there. And that's before Route 4, if you're not sure. Around Attleboro, not bad, just some hustle and bustle. County and Thatcher, South Main at Maple, looking pretty good otherwise. Next report coming up from Gina Brown with your AM 1320 traffic.
All right, Gina, thanks once again. All right, we're talking with about Bridgewater State University. When you got the two B's in there, it's kind of tough. As you were continuing to say,
yes.
Kathleen.
Oh, so although we are partnered with and are located within the Bristol Community College building, and their relationship with us is extremely important, we serve all area residents. We have students who have started at CCRI and for some reason left or graduated and now are Bridgewater State from other schools and institutions. As Casey Jo will tell you, people have transferred from all over the place. Uh-huh. So we are open to serve everybody. Our relationship with BCC is unique, and it presents a lot of wonderful opportunities, and we certainly need them, but we're here to serve a wider audience. But you were speaking about the transfer process. President Clark said in his inauguration speech, there's about 600,000 people in Massachusetts who have associate's degrees or some college credits, mm-hmm. but no bachelor's.
Right.
And the Commonwealth needs these people to get back to school, to finish their education, to fulfill some of the positions that are going to be coming opening very soon, to keep propelling us forward. So that's kind of our target population, particularly in our program, which is in the College of Continuing Studies. Mm-hmm. Evening classes for working students, that's who we're hoping to serve. Those people need help with the transfer so they can get credit for the work they've done, and that's Casey Jo's particular expertise.
Yeah, if you want to continue on that.
So the transfer process at Bridgewater is, you know, we're incredibly transfer friendly. Many of the state schools are kind of transitioning in that direction. We work very closely with the local community colleges, but there are also lots of other ways to kind of get yourself to a four-year institution at Bridgewater. It really is just a matter of bringing in your transcripts and getting a evaluation. So it's pretty straightforward. You know, we have a lot of catchphrases.
Right.
You know, credits never die. I have a couple of individuals I'm working with at the Attleboro campus who have been out of school for over 20 years, and they have credits from the 80s that we were able to bring in and apply to their degree. So I think, moreover, the importance is that if you've started school and you want to finish, there are avenues to be able to do so. And there are many, many opportunities and different varieties of, you know, programming that can help you do that.
Come in.
I mean, I think that's you have to start
by call Casey Jo. Come into my office. We're open all day. Let's start the conversation.
Yeah.
And they also do say that aside from all of the positions that need to be filled and the folks who have started degrees and not finished them, I think just for folks to kind of think about, many people have degrees they never finished, which means they also have student loans that they're paying
on. Oh, yeah.
And that means that you're paying on something that's not quite complete yet. So if you're going to pay for student loans, let's at least make sure you have the bachelor's to kind of, you know, have something to show for it.
Before we go into a little bit more, I'm going to ask both of you is how can people get in touch with either of you? We'll start with you, Casey Jo.
So you can call my direct line. It's 508-531-2361. You can stop in over at the Attleboro campus. There generally is always someone around, but we also have our business cards and contact information right outside of the door.
And how about you, Kathleen?
Dominic, my number is 508-531-6174, and the Bridgewater Attleboro office is open Monday through Thursday from 7:30 to 8 p.m. and on Friday 7:30 to 3. And a lot of what I do, I've had some really interesting people walk in, you know, I want to come back, what do I do? So we're there to answer questions to make that process as easy and non-intimidating as possible. So if the door's open, and the door is always propped open if I'm in the office, come on in.
One thing that I have seen, been to the both campuses in the last couple of years, every once in a while here and there, I also notice is a lot of people will come through, even if they're not looking in the future, you do offer tours.
Very much so.
Certain days that you do them at certain hours during the day?
No, I will do it at any point in time if someone comes in and wants to look around. And I also did that when I worked for ABE. I think it's interesting. You know the history of the building.
Sure.
It's one of the TI buildings. Bristol Community College bought it, and they did a phenomenal job of renovating that building. It does not feel in any way, shape, or form. You don't feel the factory history.
No.
The only thing, I think there's two things that stand from the original building, and correct me if you know differently. The cafeteria was the cafeteria space that served TI, and it's a wonderful, flexible space. And the auditorium, which is a really cool, intimate, small auditorium, seats about 125. Mm-hmm. It's a really nice building. It's a very much an adult learning space. It doesn't feel like high school. It's clean. It's friendly. It's welcoming. And it's a public building.
Mm-hmm.
So people could walk in at any time. But if people want a tour, I certainly will give a tour. I know Rodney and his staff give tours as well. We're part of the community. Come on in. We hold events that are open to the community, lectures, speakers, other things. I always suggest to people, come in.
Mm-hmm.
See what's going on there. There's a whole lot of interesting things going on. And that invitation is being extended to anybody listening right now. Come on by the building. I'll give you a tour. There's a lot of neat stuff in there.
Yeah, especially the auditorium and other places. I've seen a few things that AACS has shot there, craft fairs. There's a little bit of everything there. I mean, and you usually can have, and it's well done.
Yeah.
It's well done. You've got a website, which it was... either one of you can talk about this vision project that's going on as well.
Oh, the report. So Vision Project is a state organization that has been working on this issue that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of things, that's, I guess you could call it a perfect storm, that's been happening in the Commonwealth that people saw coming, but people reacted differently, and some were proactive, some weren't. The first thing is that the number of high school graduates is shrinking, just as a demographic. There are fewer kids at the moment in high school, and that pool is greatly shrinking, and it's projected to shrink for the next several years. And people are leaving college. They're starting, as Casey Jo said, and not finishing for different reasons, getting driven out by debt or by the need to work. So we have this perfect storm of there's not as many kids applying to college, and there's a lot of people leaving who need to come back and finish. So the Vision Project was very much about where we are and what we need to do, because there are going to be many jobs that will go unfilled because there's not people with the education to take the jobs, particularly, I think, in the nursing field, engineering field, some technology. And it's a call to action. It tells the universities and colleges that you need to start thinking about this population and how you can serve them. Do you have online classes? Do you have evening classes? Are you as convenient as possible? Do you accept transfer credits, prior learning experience? Anything you can do to make the opportunity for people to return easier, because that serves the Commonwealth and our future. So that's very much what the Vision Project. And then they've done a couple of follow-up reports. And some things are improving. A lot of institutions have responded and created kind of unique programs to welcome and support non-traditional, what we call non-traditional learners, which are now, in fact, becoming traditional. 25 and older, people who are working and not going full-time. A lot of schools have responded. And we need to continue to evolve because the landscape has changed in higher ed. You know, when I went to college, I was lucky enough. I went to URI. I lived there for 4 years. I had the full-on residential experience. A lot of people aren't choosing that path anymore.
Right.
They have to work. They have to go part-time. And I've done that as well. And frankly, that's harder. It's harder when you have to work all day and go to class at night. So those people deserve some respect and a whole lot of support. That's not an easy way to go. But the good news is it's totally possible. You can do that. It takes a little bit longer, but it's worth it in the end. So we're evolving, and the Vision Project was very much kind of a nudge to get institutions to see the problem and do something about it.
You know, talking about a lot of the programs, and there are a variety of classes in there. I mean, you could get everything. But looking at your website, you've got a lot of things going on. As you know, you've got evening degrees. Mm-hmm. You've got all different courses. You do summertime courses. You know, people who may not be able to do things with their family, or, you know, if they're a single person, whatever, they've got places to go. You know, but you do have. We had Rodney in a couple of months ago, and kind of talked about the same thing. You know, they have, you know, you have courses this time of day, that night, and stuff like that. When a student comes to you, Casey Jo, you know, it could be a transfer or whatever. What are some of the most questions, some of the easier questions that you see on a day-to-day basis?
So I think, I get a lot of questions about programming. Folks need to know how this is going to fit into their schedule. Mm-hmm. I think that's very realistic. At Bridgewater and at BCC, there's a day, evening, and online programming, some weekends. We also offer a pretty large selection during our winter intercession, and summer for us is also, we have a lot of offerings. Maybe smaller here in Attleboro because we're a bit smaller, but at Bridgewater, certainly there are a lot of opportunities there. I think folks also want to know how much it costs. I think that's kind of everyone's first question, right? What am I getting into? So we kind of do a preliminary transcript overview. Maybe I always ask them, how many classes do you think you want to take a semester?
Right.
What's realistic for you? So we can kind of, you know, make a very tentative map of what it looks like to kind of finish and how much that may cost them. I'm not a financial aid expert, so I generally send them to our wonderful financial aid office. But I can always talk to them about, you know, per credit, you know, how what things cost, and talk to them about transfer equivalencies.
Right. Can I interject?
Yeah.
Because I think Casey Jo highlights an important distinction. The population we serve, people who have been there and are coming back, or people who are older and have other responsibilities or working, they want to know what the plan is. When I went to college, I wasn't thinking about the next year. I took it literally one day at a time. I didn't pick a major till I was forced to. Students today are very much like, tell me where I'm going, how I'm going to get there, and why I should want to get there.
Sure.
They want a plan. They want a roadmap, a step-by-step. They don't want to waste the time on classes that they don't need. They don't want, certainly don't want to waste any money or spend, maybe waste is too strong a term. But they're very much directed and focused. And part of what Casey Jo does so well, I think, besides sometimes just being a very supportive person, is to give them that roadmap, to put a visual in their brain of, okay, these are the steps you can take, and you'll get there. And that's an important part of what we do, because people want that tangible, like, this is where I'm going, and this is what I need to do to get there.
Now, speaking of, you know, the Attleboro campus, if you've had someone graduate or who was thinking on going for more years at other colleges, especially if you went to Bridgewater State in Bridgewater, Mass. You can transfer your credits. It's very simple. I mean, it'd be very easy to transfer from the Bridgewater campus to the Attleboro campus if they want to continue there, right?
Yeah, and I'm actually glad you brought that up. So at Bridgewater State University, everybody's a Bear. Doesn't matter if you're taking classes in Attleboro.
I'm a Bear.
We have it a
Bear in the house.
There you go.
There it is.
So it genuinely doesn't matter if you're taking classes at our Cape Cod satellite campus, our Attleboro campus, Bridgewater. If your classes are predominantly online in the evening, if you're going to school full-time or part-time, you have the same degree. Everyone gets the same degree when they graduate. Mm-hmm. Everyone is a Bear. So there, you really don't have to transfer your credits from Bridgewater to Attleboro. So what's amazing about Bridgewater is that we kind of have these little hubs everywhere, and it gives folks the flexibility to take classes wherever it makes sense for them and however it makes sense for them.
Yeah, and you also said it's wherever you go into it, especially if you're on one level at BCC, it's very simple. You just go upstairs or downstairs. Where
literally.
Literally. BCC is where now, on the first floor?
So BCC bought the building at 11 Field Road, and when they opened the doors in 2009, the partnership was made back then. The founders wanted wanted these two institutions to partner because they really wanted to create educational pathways for area residents where Dominic, they literally go from the first floor, which is BCC's whole operation, financial aid, admissions, classrooms, laboratory, biology labs, and they have a chem lab, and they have a library, soup to nuts on the first floor. They wanted students to go from the first floor, complete BCC, and I emphasize complete. It makes a lot of sense to finish and get your associates. And then you literally walk upstairs, and my office is directly on top of Rodney's, where on the Bridgewater is on the second floor. We rent a good portion of the second floor from BCC. They would literally walk upstairs, talk to me or Casey Joe, and enroll in our program and continue and get their bachelor's without ever having left 11 Field Road. Now, that's not where we want it to be.
Right.
But we are beginning to evolve, as I said, now that President Clark has recommitted and rededicated the university. That's where we want to go. And we're in regular communication with our BCC colleagues about developing programs that are aligned to make those transitions easier. And again, with an eye towards serving other people as well, coming from different locations, that you can just come here and get it all done. That's the dream. That's where we want to be. It's a lot of work to do that. I'm not going to lie, but that's what we want to provide, is one-stop service.
You have two individuals who I said off air who really work with the students and the faculty, the both presidents of both colleges, Rodney and Fred, both are very approachable. And I think that's important. They're not somebody who's going to stay up in the office all day long and not come down to help or look at, you know, or talk to somebody. You work with these gentlemen, men and ladies out there, who really care about the community. And I think coming from BCC yourself, and then you also coming from, you know, with all your background as well, Casey Joe, you've been there, Kathleen. You've seen this coming from BCC to, to Bridgewater. You've worked with these individuals. As you said, down to earth. They don't put on airs. They help the students. They're there to, to help them. They're basically one-on-one. They're part of the community.
Very much so. And education, higher ed has changed so much. You have to provide the support and service. You know, it used to be this kind of attitude in some places that the students needed us. And we didn't need them quite as much. Well, that has completely flipped. We need the students as much as they need us. You need to support and serve them. And that's part of what your job is. You're not doing them a favor by letting them into your institution. You know what I mean? Especially when you work for a public institution. We need each other. And if you don't provide the support and service, today's students will go somewhere else. Oh, and Dominic, sometimes they will pay more. And I think you can attest to this, if they think they're getting the support they need. They may not be getting the best education, but if they feel they're getting more support. So students are really smart these days. They want your help. They want to know you're fully committed. If not, they will shop somewhere else. It's very much a consumer kind of student-driven market right now, especially for the reasons I mentioned before, that the numbers are down. So you better provide the support and service. Not only is it the right thing to do, it's also the business thing to do. It's also the economically, you know, you need to do it. But I think going back to our original, I think the fact that most of us are first-gen students, we have lived what it means to have an education, how it changes lives. We've been there. So we get it. And man, I wish I had some of the help when I was in college, a little bit of direction. Maybe would have helped earlier on. But yeah, I think people are 100% sincere. And you mentioned BCC. President Sprague, who's, as you may know, is ending his career, has done a phenomenal job at expanding that institution and provide an example of what it means to serve. He's very much a servant leader and committed. And I think President Clark is following in those same footsteps. But Dominic, we have to be. We work for public. Let's remember.
We are public administrators.
We are public employees. We serve. We serve. So that's what we should be doing.
Yeah, and I think when you were here last time, you know, you were talking about the BCC and everything else was going on. How was it an easy transition from one school to the other? I mean, you were in the same building, and when you were there, and now you were elected or appointed, right?
I applied for the job.
You applied.
Yep.
How did you feel, you know, that you said, like, hey, you know, because you were looking at this and stuff like that. How did you feel when you finally said, hey, Kathleen, guess what you're going to be doing now?
Yeah, I knew I wanted the job because the 4 years I spent at BCC Attleboro, I literally walked by the Bridgewater office hundreds of times, and it was usually dark. There wasn't anybody there. They didn't have a dedicated full-time staff person. But I knew when that job became open, I was going for it.
That's going to be my headquarters.
I knew I could do some work. I'm like, I could do something with that. So when it came open, I literally think I sent my application within the hour that it was posted.
Yeah.
I am so proud and honored to be working for Bridgewater State. I think it's a great institution. I love the fact that it continues to be a public institution. That is important to me personally. The transition, I do miss adult basic ed. I miss the mission. My heart is still very much there because those are people, talk about education changing lives. Getting a high school equivalency can change your life.
Sure.
Never mind an associate's and a bachelor's. Yeah. Just that is life changing. So I
and
do
there
miss.
There were some new rules back then a couple of years ago when you were on the cable show talking about that. So people had to do it before.
The test changed.
Yeah, the test changed.
Yes,
right?
We went from the GED to the high set. Mm-hmm. And that contract is the Commonwealth has opened up as accepting bids again to consider maybe changing the test provider. But I miss the mission of ABE. I kind of some ways miss the students I serve, but I'm still serving similar folks.
Mm-hmm.
First-generation students who have had some obstacles and challenges and want to come back. So in some ways, I'm still doing similar work. I'm only right down the hall from my old office. And the beautiful thing is I'm still working with a lot of my BCC colleagues, and I hope that the relationships and the credibility that I was able to build while I was at BCC will help me in my new role, because it's very much building relationships. These two institutions are going to work closely together. We're in the same building, and we want to serve their students. So I just think it's the right place to be, but ultimately I'm very proud and happy to be at the university right now. There's a lot of changes going on with President Clark, and I'm excited to be part of it.
Now, both of you ladies with Bridgewater, do you do any work at all with BCC at all? You know, I mean, since it's kind of like in the same area, the same building.
Well, we're collaborating.
Yeah,
we're having all sorts of conversations about how we can share resources to better serve the students.
Mm-hmm. All right. We got another update on the traffic right now. Our final update this morning. Gina's back with us one more time. Gina?
Well, state police are rolling up on a center lane breakdown in Providence, 95 North, in front of Providence Place Mall, or right just south of it, right before the mall. A lot of heavy traffic behind that, some rubbernecking on the southbound side. Again, that's northbound Providence Place Center Lane. It's going to take the state police a few minutes to get this off the highway. In the meantime, it's a big mess down in Warwick. You want to stay away from the area of Route 117. So we do have an accident, a four-car clearing, 95 southbound, and this is getting down toward Route 117. Now we have reports of another accident on the northbound side. Delays in both directions. But because we're nearing the end of the commute, it's not too, too bad. Of course, whether you're going to use 95 or 295 is going to affect you, so you want to jump off and avoid that stretch. 95 is still sluggish out of Pawtucket. 195 westbound, heavy out of Seekonk. 610 is pretty backed up. But 295 is on a half-an-hour trip end-to-end either direction. Looking at the ride around Attleboro, not bad. We got a little bit of busyness here in North Main heading up toward the highway ramps. Not too bad over on South Main. Park and Pleasant. Now, 95 from the state line all the way up through Sharon, even through most of Canton's looking good. Little hesitation getting into the 95-93 split. 495 north, still sluggish between Milford and Hopkinton, and then continuing up to the Mass Pike, which doesn't look too bad. Expressway full and overflowing. No troubles getting out to the Cape right now. South Coast looking pretty good. Next report coming up tomorrow morning. I'm Gina Brown with your AM 1320 traffic.
All right, Gina, thanks once again. Jim Corbin's also going to be joining us in just a couple of moments with another update on the forecast. As you were mentioning, you wanted to go back to that, Kathleen.
So you asked about are we working with BCC.
Yeah.
Very much so. And as we were talking about off air, Bridgewater and BCC have had a relationship before I came to Attleboro.
Right.
The two institutions, they're state institutions. They've been working together and have had transfer students for many years. I believe that the BCC students, the two institutions that they transfer to most are UMass Dartmouth and Bridgewater State University.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a really good relationship. Attleboro is unique because we're housed in the same building,
right,
and it poses some unique opportunities. One of the issues we're working on is retention. As you probably heard, a lot of students start college and then leave for different reasons. And if they're leaving, well, the likelihood of them transferring kind of goes down.
Right.
So we're trying to work with our colleagues about adding support for their BCC students to keep them in college and therefore increasing the likelihood that they will down the road transfer, whether it's to Bridgewater or another institution. We want to keep them in. So we are partnering together. But we've had a good relationship for many years before Attleboro.
Yeah, and I think, you know, as in fact, one more time, let me just ask people once again, mm-hmm. when you want to go to, you know, a university, you know, Bridgewater is right here in Attleboro, right off of Pleasant Street, right off of Forest Street right there. How can people get in touch with you? I mean, I know you have a website mm-hmm. as well. You might as well start with
yeah,
the website.
So the university's website is www.bridgew.edu. Mm-hmm. And then if you put a / Attleboro, you'll see the Attleboro location specifically. But my office is always open Monday through Thursday, 7:30 to 8:00, and Friday, 7:30 to 3:00. My number is 508-531-6174. And if I'm there, I will answer the phone. Come on in. I serve the public.
Yeah, and I think you said it best. I mean, I know, you know, you serve the public. It's very easy to get to the school. And it's you have all these certain types of classes. You've got, are there any new classes that are starting up for this year now?
The big new thing at the Attleboro location is our evening management program, right. which just started in September for students who have their associates or some credits who want to finish and are looking to get a bachelor's in science and management. Mm-hmm. Those classes are at night. It's a 3-year program. As Casey Joe will tell you, the students will transfer in. And in 3 years, if they attend the classes and do everything they're going to need to do, they'll earn their bachelor's at night, never having to leave the area. So we're close and convenient.
Yeah, go ahead.
And there is a caveat to this, of course. So this is pending a transcript review. So our hope is that we can create a map for folks who want to attend part-time to be able to finish in about 3 years. That mm-hmm. may include some summer classes, but I'll work with folks to help them kind of navigate the process of getting all of the requirements met. Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned, Casey Joe, you were in this area not too long ago. The transition, as you said, very easy,
yep.
fun. You know, working with Kathleen and the rest of the crew there. You've basically give us a little review on how she's done, Kathleen.
I mean,
it seems that she's like yeah. she just fit right in there, perfect, like a puzzle.
Casey Joe and I just met. I did not know Casey Joe before, although I did see you at some community events as yep. a recruiter. Casey Joe's part of her job is to be out in the community, and she very much does that. But I appreciate Casey Joe particularly because she has walked the walk and talked yeah. the talk. She has been there. She's a BCC student. She's a first-generation student. But she's a very caring, supportive person. She's also a professional. Mm-hmm. So she will answer phone calls. She responds to emails promptly. And she gives good, honest advice and suggestions.
All right. Casey Joe and Kathleen in studio for a bit longer here. Now coming up at 8:43, we have meteorologist Jim Corbin. We're going to wrap things up on the weather forecast now, Jim.
Well, Dom, a great start to the week weather-wise. Of course, we have potential trouble this weekend, but we have mostly cloudy sky, but there are sunny breaks around the area, and that's the way it's going to be for the rest of the morning and afternoon. An isolated pop-up shower, most likely to the west and north of Route 95 this afternoon. High temperatures in the middle 60s, light winds tonight. Mostly cloudy, low and mid-50s, and then it's increasing sunshine mixed with clouds tomorrow. So really a nice stretch of weather most of this week. High temperatures tomorrow, low and mid-60s. It looks like on Wednesday, mostly sunny. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, really delightful. Temperatures upper 60s, might even nudge 70 by Thursday and Friday. And then the window of opportunity, not a good window, though, obviously, but it looks like Hurricane Matthew, maybe not even a tropical hurricane at that time, but who knows. At this point, Saturday night and Sunday would be the timetable. So if you have weekend plans right now at this point, Saturday is probably going to be the day that's going to be all right, although the threat will be approaching. And then Sunday and even into Monday, the holiday, Columbus Day, perhaps some wind and rain. But we'll have more on that as we go through the week. And Dom, I'll talk to you in the morning.
You got it, Jim. All right, thanks once again. All right, we're going to just take a quick break, get back up on some commercials, and we'll come back with our guest here from Bridgewater State University coming up in just 1 minute.
Stop by the Norton Public Library on October 6th at 6:30 p.m. for a personalized virtual tour of the cemeteries of Norton. Brenda Sullivan will present a 90-minute lecture on cemetery art, history, and symbolism in a virtual tour called Welcome to the Graveyard. The tour will take attendees from colonial burial grounds into 21st century locations, examining the evolution of cemeteries and gravestones. Brenda's presentation will display photographs of all of Norton's historic cemeteries. Call the library at 508-285-0265 for more information about this event.
Amigo Incorporated, located at 33 Perry Avenue in Attleboro, is the result of one family's journey to find answers for their autistic child. Founded by a small group of parents in 1971, Amigo has grown to include more than 30 residential homes, a fully accredited school, and applied behavioral analysis in homes, schools, and daycares. Amigo touches the lives of over 300 families in Massachusetts, offering services and programs for both children and adults with autism spectrum disorders and other developmental disabilities. For more information, please visit their website at www.amigoinc.org.
All right, Kathleen DeSimone and Casey Joe Dufresne are our guests here in studio. Coming up at the top of the hour, yes, Paul Healy is back with us. He'll be here at the top of the hour until noontime today. All right, as we get into a little bit more discussion on the university, you know, going to your website, as you mentioned, there's a lot of great things to learn mm-hmm. about it. I mean, every time I have guests on, if they have a website there or an organization, I always keep that in front of me. There's just about anything that you really want to know is on that website. I mean, it's a fully well done website. You've got the admissions, the academics, the student life, news and events. As you get into you know, kind of the meat of the program here, what are some of the items that you really want to push? I know you're, you know, talking mm-hmm. about this year now. The students here at Bridgewater. They don't just, some of them start brand new in September, mm-hmm. but it's kind of an ongoing classes, right?
Oh, very much so. So at the moment, Attleboro, we offer only evening classes. Mm-hmm. We have our new management program, which I spoke about, that started in September. But we also have several other undergraduate classes that students can come and take. Some of our students are Bridgewater students who live in this area, mm-hmm. and taking a class at Attleboro is so much more convenient and makes more sense.
And all free parking.
And parking, yes.
There you go.
The campus, the main campus of Bridgewater is a lot of cars there. Yeah. So Attleboro certainly presents much more parking opportunities. So we have students who live in the area for whom taking the classes is just close and convenient. We have students who come from the main campus and they like the class at 6 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock in the morning. So we, as Casey Joe said, we serve all Bridgewater students. They don't distinguish between which campus you go to. And we have the evening degree completion program. But I want to make clear, we've been talking a lot about BCC in mm-hmm. Bridgewater, Attleboro, but it's bigger than that. We represent at all times the university as a whole. So if someone wants to be a full-time student and they don't know where to start, call me. I'll give you the number to the admissions office. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to transfer or become a full-time student, not part-time, call me. I'll tell you who to talk to about the transferring as a full-time student. Dominic, we just want people, if they have questions or concerns, to raise them, give us a chance to help you, consider enrolling at the university, whether it's full-time or part-time, and let us help you do that. Mm-hmm. Because that's our service to the community. Ultimately, I don't just work for Bridgewater Attleboro. Right. I work for Bridgewater, as does my colleague, mm-hmm. Casey Joe.
Yeah, and you said it perfectly right. So you're not just working for that. You're also working for the students. Mm-hmm. You know, you're working for the people out there.
Yes.
And as seeing you in action a couple of years ago at BCC, I know that, you know, and seeing you on the BCC chats, I know that this is your passion. Both you as well as Casey Joe, you guys have this passion to help the students out there. If someone was thinking about going to the college or re-going to college, mm-hmm. You mentioned it on one of your television shows as well. It's very simple to do. You know, you take a little tour of the mm-hmm. campus, come in. You know, in fact, I know this is as a fact. If you know, it's not just for, you know, 18, 19, 20-year-old kids.
No.
You've got people going in who are retired going to this to school. So it's not a shame to go back you're 60, 70, even 80 years old.
No, in fact, I think older students, and by older, I mean anybody over the age of 25, mm-hmm. people with experience make much more interesting, in some ways, students. They appreciate the experience. They bring so much more to the classroom. And as Casey Joe will tell you, Bridgewater has master's degree programs uh-huh. as well. We've got working professionals who are going on to their master's. Casey Joe is in a master's program right now.
I am. I'm in the public administration program. I'm a class away.
All right.
A little plug for them. Yay. It's a great program. But as you were saying, Bridgewater is a very accessible school, mm-hmm. right? So we have folks who are 18 and 20 who are maybe going part-time because they're working or for a variety of reasons, right? Folks mm-hmm. go full-time and part-time based on their life and what makes sense for them. We have folks who are returning from not being at school for 20 years because they want to finish that degree because sure. they're looking for a promotion at work. But we also have a number of folks who are doing great in their career and really are just looking to finish something that they started. So I think in terms of the spectrum of why folks come back, the point is to just come back if you want to come back, mm-hmm. right? It doesn't really matter, you know, what your motivation is. If you have a motivation to come back, we're here to help you attain the bachelor's degree you're looking for.
What type of other classes are out there? I mean, as far as what other type of degrees can you get? You said master's and stuff. What are some of the other degrees you can get at there?
So currently at our Attleboro home, we're offering the management program. Mm-hmm. At our main campus in Bridgewater, we offer 9 evening programs, accounting and finance, all the way to special education. Mm-hmm. We also offer a number of master's programs at Bridgewater. At our Cape campus, we offer a program in early childhood education and also strategic communications. So give me a call. I think, we have something that you're looking for. So I guess I should give you my number.
Yeah,
it's 508-531-2361.
And, one other question I got to ask you, Kathleen, is, knowing a little bit about your background, being an educator, for all your life here in this area, how does someone, this is probably going to sound interesting and kind of funny, but how does your work as an attorney come? Does any part of your attorney come as an educator?
I get that question a lot. It affects everything I do. For me, going to law school was life-changing. It changed the way I think, Dominic. I wasn't the best student in undergrad. Frankly, I was unfocused and goofed off a lot. Mm-hmm. And I went to college because we were going to college. Yeah. It was what you did. But I did not get the most out of that experience. So I went to work after college, and I was unpacking trucks for Toys R Us, and I realized that I don't want to do this. Uh-huh. And for many people, it's a little bit of a surprise that a bachelor's degree is wonderful, but it doesn't guarantee you anything. Right. You still have to go out and hustle, and what am I going to do? So I realized I didn't want to continue that job. And like many people in their mid-20s, I said, well, what am I going to do now? So I decided to go to law school for 2 reasons. One, because it provided opportunities professionally, but also I needed to redeem myself as a student. But to answer your question, my law degree helps me every day, all day. It created for me a new paradigm, a new way to look at the world and solve problems. And although I don't necessarily practice law on the job, every time I evaluate a situation, I'm using the skills I learned at law school. It's the way I see the world now. I happen to value it very much. I know lawyers, we're the butt of a lot of jokes, but we often think of things that people aren't considering, risks, consequences, liability. There's also a moral component. What's the right thing to do? Are you in fact serving? It's invaluable to me, and I wish, frankly, that so many more people had opportunity and would consider going to law school, not for the career, but just for the paradigm, for the learning. And I think that's true of any advanced degree. A lot of what you're learning when you're in a master's program or a law program or studying to be a doctor, when you study anything deeply, it gives you ultimately a paradigm for viewing the world, a scaffolding for solving problems, for evaluating information. Whatever the focus is, that's part of it. But to me, the real important part is the way that you shape your thinking and problem solving.
When you're a student at Bridgewater or at BCC, you've got a lot of very interesting classes there, mm-hmm. And kind of the same classes all over the place, basically. Are there more, what is probably some of the most, Casey Joe, the most popular classes, from last year and to this year? I mean, I know that there's, it's sort of the same, grades here and there, or some of the same classes. Are there other classes that are more popular than others?
Well, that's kind of a charged question. I don't know if the faculty would want me answering that. To be honest with you, I meet so many different students with so many different interests. The cool thing about Bridgewater is that there really is an opportunity to take a class in whatever you're focused in. Mm-hmm. I do know at our Bridgewater campus, we're enrolling an art history major. Mm. So that's really interesting. Wow. I've heard a lot of faculty and students talking about that. What's also very cool at Bridgewater and is that we have a pretty amazing study abroad program, and we offer study tours during the winter session, spring break, and also the summer session. And the reason I highlight that is because, again, at Bridgewater, it doesn't matter where you're taking your classes or if you're full-time or part-time, you have access to all of the same resources, right? So you have access to take some of these really amazing study tours. And instead of them last, if some certainly last longer than others, but the nice thing about the way it's structured at Bridgewater is that if you can only go for 5 days, then you have the opportunity to do something for 5 days. And that, I think, is particularly relevant for our part-time students who may not be able to give up quite as much time. So I find that those tend to be pretty popular.
And I think what happens, too, sometimes is students come in thinking, I want this, I'm going to do that.
Right.
And then their minds change. You get exposed to ideas and teachers and things that you, and people change direction, and that's okay, too. It's okay to change your major. You think you want to be this, and then you realize, no, I kind of like this. I like writing more than I thought I did, or I love psychology or sociology. That's part of learning. If you're not changing your mind, maybe you're not learning as much as you think you are, because that's part of it.
And that's kind of the cornerstone or one of the foundations of a liberal arts degree. Kathleen mentioned earlier all those critical thinking skills that you gain in, you know, post-bachelor programs. But I think that in liberal arts schools, and I think at Bridgewater we do a really good job of doing this, and it's really kind of instilling those critical thinking skills in a bachelor's program, right? So that they're transferable. So it doesn't matter if you follow your passion, you get a degree in English, and you know you can do everything with it, or you know you could do something else with it. And part of the reason that liberal arts education is so important, and I think really invaluable, is that it does offer those critical thinking skills. And even at BCC, I think that that really helped me cultivate some of my awareness of the world as I kind of moved through my career and my education.
Yeah, so it sounds like the both of you, you know, are saying it's very, very simple to do that, very easy, you know, as the other colleges get those other, to get those transferred, you know, even if you were an associate's, had associates of arts degree in a liberal arts college like I did. It's the easiest way to do that is just to go there and they will work with the college. Basically, is what they do is they contact the other colleges and they just transfer them over very simply into their computer, into one computer to the other. It's very, very simple. We got a couple more minutes left, about 2 minutes left. Basically, Kathleen and Casey Joe, let's start with Casey Joe. What do you want to finish off in the last couple of minutes, go towards, tell the students out there who are interested in coming to the school?
Well, I think at Bridgewater, we're really invested in making education publicly accessible, right? And we really do mean it when we say that we meet students where they are. In the College of Continuing Studies, our mandate really is to, one student at a time, help them finish something that they want to finish. My job is really easy when I'm given that mandate. Bring your transcripts in, and I'll help you create a map to finishing your degree. And you should give me a ring.
Yeah. Yes. And Kathleen, in the last minute or so.
So I want people to know that Bridgewater State University is in Attleboro. We're committed to Attleboro, serving in as much as possible. If you have questions or concerns, please come over and visit the office, check out our programs and our classes. But ultimately, we're there. I can be a liaison to the main campus if you want to go to Bridgewater as a full-time student, part-time student. Just come, let's start the conversation.
I think that's the easiest way to do it. People need to contact you guys once again. Kathleen, give you your number again.
Sure, my number is 508-531-6174.
And Casey?
508-531-2361.
And you are the director.
Yes.
And Casey Joe, your title once again?
Recruitment and Admissions Coordinator for Continuing Studies Programs.
So there you go. And, of course, and that all fits on your card, too, that's for sure. Well, ladies, I want to thank you very much for coming in, and I want to give you an open invitation. Anytime you think about, you know, other things coming on in the next few months, come back again, visit us again, and any other educator from the college, bring them down here. We'd love to have them on the air and talking about how easy it is, simple it is to get back to school if you need to.
Tom, thank you very much for the opportunity.
My pleasure. All right, that's going to wrap it up for yours truly.